Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Thursday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and I want to talk about basketball. Let's talk about the NBA basketball season. Now, we're going to do something a little different today because I didn't get to all of the games on Wednesday. So we'll go over my picks on Tuesday, and we'll go over the games on Wednesday, but I'm going to try to pick the winners, and we'll see how close I come, actual winners that played on Wednesday. So DJ Papa D, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, so we're going to go over the games on Tuesday, and then we're going to go through the games on Wednesday, and I'm going to try to pick the winners, and since we already know what the outcome of the games are, I'm just going to pick who I think would have won, and we'll see how close I get to actually picking the winners, okay? Do you understand?
Why are you picking the winners again for yesterday?
Because my radio show, I got cut off. I didn't finish picking the games. I only picked like the first 3 games. I didn't pick all of the games because I didn't finish the show. I didn't finish the picking of the game. Remember?
Oh, okay.
My phone died on Tuesday.
Okay.
So, yeah. So just tell me the 2 teams that are playing on Wednesday, and then I picked the winners of 3 games. I think I picked the first 3 games. But I think there were like 7 games on Wednesday. So there are 4 games that I didn't pick. So I want to go through and tell me who played in those games, and then I'll pick, and then you tell me if my pick would have won or if I would have lost. All right. So let's go through the games on Tuesday. Tuesday, we had 6 games on Tuesday. So let's go to
Tuesday.
8 games on Tuesday. Okay. Monday, I was 9-0 on Monday's game. So let's see if I can continue my winning ways on Tuesday's game. Okay. Tuesday, game one.
The Wizards beat the Pistons. You bet on the Wizards to win, and it was Wizards for the win.
That's a win for Gene Bunny. That's one win and no losses. Let's go to game number two.
Game number two, the Milwaukee Bucks beat the Orlando Magic. You bet on the Bucks, and it was Bucks for the win.
Yep, that's a win for G Money. That's two wins and no losses. Let's go to game number three.
Game number three, the Charlotte Hornets beat the New York Knicks, 112-105. You bet on the Knicks, but it was Hornets for the win.
Oh, the Hornets finally came back and won a game. All right. Well, that was an upset. So that's a loss for G Money. So I got two wins and one loss. Let's go to game number four.
Game number four, Philadelphia 76ers beat the Minnesota Timberwolves, 117-94. You bet on 76ers, and it was 76ers for the win.
Yes, that's a win for G Money. Oh, I heard the sports report on that game, and the 76ers was blowing them out. Okay, so that's three wins and one loss. So let's go to game number five.
Game number five, the Oklahoma City Thunder beat the Golden State Warriors 137-128. You bet on Warriors, but it was Thunder for the win.
Charlotte Hornets won that game.
No.
Okay.
Oklahoma City Thunder beat the Golden State Warriors.
Oh, okay. Oklahoma. All right. Well, that's a loss for G Money. So I'm three wins and two losses. Let's go to game number six.
Game number six, the Brooklyn Nets beat the Houston Rockets 118-96. You bet on the Nets, and it was Nets for the win.
Brooklyn Nets. Yep, that was an automatic win for me, people. Anybody playing Houston is beating Houston. Okay, so that's four wins and two losses. Let's go to game number seven.
Game number seven, the Dallas Mavericks beat the Utah Jazz 120-116. You bet on Dallas, and it was Dallas Mavericks for the win.
Yep, that's a win for G Money. Okay, let's see. That's seven games. That's five wins and two losses. Not bad for a Tuesday. So I'm 9-0 on Monday, and now I'm 5-2 on Tuesday. Right? Seven games yesterday.
Oh,
on
Monday.
Tuesday. It was
six
Tuesday's
and
games we're doing. I was 6-0 on Monday. No, wait. I'm confused. I was 9-0 on Monday. And then Tuesday, I just did Tuesday, and I'm 5-2. Because there's seven games on Tuesday?
There were six games on Monday, and there were eight games on Tuesday. You were 6-0 on Monday, and you were 6-2 on Tuesday.
On Tuesday, okay. So I'm 12-2. That's a good week so far. Okay, let's go to Wednesday's games. Now, I think I picked the winners for the first three games on Wednesday. And then after that, I'm going to see if I can pick the winners since we know the outcome of the game. You can just tell me if team I'm picking won or if it lost. Okay,
so the first game,
one.
The Atlanta Hawks played the Washington Wizards in Washington. Who did you choose for that game?
Okay. And I picked Atlanta. to beat the Washington Wizards.
You sure? Because I have Washington down here.
Oh, okay. Well, then, I picked Washington. Maybe I did because Atlanta hasn't been winning anything. Washington's been winning every now and then. Okay, so Washington's a win for G-Money. So that's one win and zero losses. Let's go to game number two.
Actually, the Hawks beat the Wizards 122-120. So you bet on Washington, it was Hawks for the win.
Oh, wait a minute. Washington got beat by Atlanta Hawks? Okay. Right.
122-120.
Yeah, okay. That was an upset. All right, so that's a loss for G Money. Let's go to game number two.
Game number two, the Dallas Mavericks played the New Orleans Pelicans in New Orleans. And
Dallas,
I have that
won.
You have Dallas. I have that you chose Dallas.
Right.
That correct?
Did Dallas win that game?
Okay.
Yeah.
Nope. Pelicans won 113-106.
Oh, no. That's another loss. Oh, that's two losses in two games. Okay. So that's two losses for G-Money. Let's go to game number three.
Game number three, the Portland Trail Blazers play the Boston Celtics in Boston.
I'm pretty sure I picked Boston to win against Portland.
Okay, Boston beat the Trailblazers 115-93. That's a win for G Money.
All right, that's a win for G Money. Okay, one win and two losses. Now let's go to game number four. Tell me who played, and I'll tell you who I
game number four. The Cleveland Cavaliers played the Miami Heat in Miami.
Okay, Cleveland won that game. Cleveland
correct.
For the win.
Cleveland won that game.
Okay.
Well, Cleveland, yeah,
so
you're right. Cleveland did win that game. Cleveland 104-100.
Three wins. Yeah, three wins and one loss. So let's go to game number five.
Wait a minute. You're counting Cleveland as a win?
Yeah. Didn't Cleveland... No, wait a minute. Cleveland played Boston, right?
No.
Who did
Cleveland Cavaliers? The Cleveland Cavaliers beat the Miami Heat 104-100.
Right. Okay. I bet on Cleveland to win. So they won.
Oh, you did. Okay. You never said that. You just asked who won. You just asked who played.
Yeah.
And then you said, okay, Cleveland won that game. But you never said that you selected Cleveland. Okay, so now you have two wins and two losses.
Okay, I lost the Boston Celtics game. And what was the other game I lost?
You won the Boston Celtics game. The Celtics beat the Trailblazers.
Okay. Well, what two games did I lose then?
Game number one, the Atlanta Hawks beat the Washington Wizards. You bet on the Washington Wizards.
Okay.
And game number two, the New Orleans Pelicans beat the Dallas Mavericks. You bet on the Mavericks.
Okay. Okay. So that's two losses. And then I got two wins. I bet on Cleveland. And what was the other team? Game four?
Boston Celtics. You bet on the Boston Celtics.
Boston Celtics. Right. Okay. So I'm 2-2. So let's go to game number five.
Game number five, it was the Oklahoma City Thunder playing the Phoenix Suns in Phoenix.
I'm going to take the Phoenix Suns for the win.
Phoenix beat the Nuggets 132-104. I'm sorry, Phoenix beat the Thunder 132-101.
Okay. That's a win for G Money. So that's three wins and two losses. Let's go to game number six.
Game number six was the Chicago Bulls playing the Denver Nuggets in Denver.
Taking the Denver Nuggets all day long. So Denver Nuggets for the win.
Okay, the Chicago Bulls beat the Denver Nuggets 117-96.
What? Denver got beat by Chicago? Chicago hasn't beat anybody. They're like Detroit. They're on the bottom of the bench. Wow. Okay. So that's a loss for G Money. So that's what, three losses for me? Three wins and three losses?
Yep.
That's six games. Let's go to game number seven.
Game number seven, the Toronto Raptors played the L.A. Clippers in L.A.
I'm going to take Toronto Raptors for the win.
All right. The Clippers actually beat the Raptors 108-100.
What? Oh, no. Okay. So the Clippers are making their move. I'm glad to hear that. So I'm okay with the Clippers winning. Okay. But that's another loss for G Money. So what's my record now? I'm 4-4.
3-4. And that was the last game yesterday.
3-4. Oh, that was the last game? It was only seven games on Wednesday?
Yep.
Okay. So 3-4. And then what was my record? 6-0 on Monday. No. I was 7-0 on Monday and 6-2 on Tuesday. And
you were 6-0 on Monday and you were 6-0 on Monday. You were 6-2 on Tuesday and you were 3-4 on Wednesday.
Okay, 6-6 is 12. That's 12-2. And then what's my score on Wednesday? I was 3-4.
Three and four.
Okay, so 12-3 is 15. I'm 15-6. Okay, so let's pick Thursday's game. So Thursday's game. Today, let's see how I pick for tomorrow's winners. Okay.
Okay.
How many games today on Thursday?
There's six games today.
Six games. Okay. Game number one.
Yep. Game number one, the Houston Rockets play the Indiana Pacers.
I'm going to take the Indiana Pacers for the win.
Okay. Game number two, the Utah Jazz play the Orlando Magic.
I'm going to take the Orlando Magic for the win.
Game number three, the Charlotte Hornets play the Detroit Pistons.
Charlotte Hornets for the win.
Game number four, the Golden State Warriors play the Memphis Grizzlies.
Oh, that's going to be a tough one. Let's see. Memphis should have all of his players back. Okay, I'm going to take Memphis over Golden State. I don't think Golden State is going to win that game.
Game number five, the New York Nets, the Brooklyn Nets play the Milwaukee Bucks.
Milwaukee Bucks for the win. That's going to be an automatic win.
And game number six, the New York Knicks play the Sacramento Kings.
I'm going to take Sacramento Kings. They're on a roll right now. Take Sacramento Kings for the win.
Kings for the win. That's it.
Okay. So let's go through the top 10 teams in the Eastern Conference and the top 10 teams in the Western Conference. And I found out that next week the playoffs start. You have that on your computer charts?
I'll look it up. NBA playoff schedule for 2023 begins, says the regular season ends April 9th.
April 9th.
Today is March 9th.
Okay. March 9th. Okay. So then that means we still got 3 weeks before they start in the playoffs. Okay. All right. So these 10 teams are in a desperate win to move up to get to the top 10 teams in both conferences. Okay. So what's the top 10 teams in the Eastern Conference? Let's see who's going to qualify for
the Milwaukee Bucks. In first place, it's the Milwaukee Bucks. In second place, the Boston Celtics. Third place, the Philadelphia 76ers.
Wait. What's their record? How many games is Boston out of first place behind the Milwaukee Bucks?
In first place, it's the Milwaukee Bucks with a record of 47-18, followed by the Boston Celtics in second place with a record of 46-21.
Okay, so
Philadelphia
76ers
are in third place with 43 wins. The Cleveland Cavaliers are in fourth place with 42 wins. In fifth place, it's the New York Knicks with 39 wins, followed by the Brooklyn Nets in sixth place with 37 wins. In seventh place, the Miami Heat has 35 wins. Eighth place, it's the Atlanta Hawks with 33 wins. In ninth place, the Toronto Raptors have 32 wins. And in 10th place, it's the Washington Wizards with 31 wins.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear you say Cleveland. Cleveland isn't in the top 10, or they're just not in the Eastern Conference.
Cleveland is in fourth place with 42 wins.
Oh, okay. Okay, so it's the Milwaukee Bucks, then the Boston Celtics, then the Philadelphia 76ers, then Cleveland, and then the Miami Heat.
Nope,
and
then it's New York Knicks.
New York
Knicks. New York Knicks
in fifth.
Brooklyn Nets are in sixth.
And sixth.
Miami Heat is in seventh.
Okay.
Atlanta Hawks.
Miami Heat.
Eighth.
Atlanta's in eighth. Okay.
Toronto is in ninth. And the Washington Wizards are in tenth.
Toronto's in ninth. Washington is in tenth. Okay. All right. So let's go through the top 10 in the Western Conference. Let's see who's going to be leading the Western Conference. I guess the Memphis Grizzlies will be in first place. And then the Phoenix Suns will be in second place. And I don't know who's going to be in third place. Oh, Sacramento Kings will be in third place. And the Clippers will be in fourth place. And then the Dallas Mavericks will be in fifth place. No, wait a minute. The Denver Nuggets got to be in there somewhere. They got to be there. Fourth or fifth place. And then you got, let me see. The first, okay, the Clippers. Okay. I picked the top four, the top five. I think the Denver Nuggets are going to be ahead of the Dallas Mavericks. So Dallas will be sixth. Denver Nuggets will be fifth. And I don't know who's seventh and eighth. Oh, the Golden State Warriors are seventh. And who would be in eighth place? The Lakers aren't going to be in eighth place. The Lakers will probably be in ninth place. So eighth place will probably be... Who's in eighth place? Utah Jazz? No, they wouldn't be that high up. I don't think Utah's making the top 10. Well, let me think. Who all is in? Oh, Oklahoma is going to be like seventh or eighth. And then the Lakers will be after Oklahoma. They'll be ninth. And then 10th will be who's in 10th place in the West? I don't know. Who else is left? Oh, the Minnesota Twins. They're going to be in there. So they'll be ahead of the Oklahoma Thunder. And they'll be, I think the Lakers are battling with the Minnesota Timberwolves for position. I think I heard that on the sports report on TV the other day. So, yeah, that would be 9 and 10. Oh, wait a minute. We got the Miami Heat. I think they play in the East. So we already, Orlando Magic. I think Orlando's playing in the East, but they didn't make the top 10. And San Antonio Spurs, but I don't think they made the top 10 either in the West. What other team am I missing? And in the West, Portland? No, with Portland, I don't think Portland has made the top 10. I don't know. I give up. What's the top 10 for the Western Conference?
In first place, it's the Denver Nuggets with 46 wins.
Oh, Denver. Oh, they're way up there. Okay. Denver's in first. Then the Memphis Grizzlies.
Followed by the Sacramento Kings. Followed by the Sacramento Kings with 38 wins. In third place, it's the Memphis Grizzlies also with 38 wins. Sorry. In fourth place, it's the Phoenix Suns, 37 wins. Place, it's the Golden State Warriors, 34 wins. In sixth place, it's the Clippers with 35 wins. Seventh place, the Timberwolves have 34 wins. Eighth place, the Mavericks have 34 wins. In ninth place, it's the Lakers with 32 wins. And in 10th place, it's the New Orleans Pelicans, who also have 32 wins.
Wow. So there's no Oklahoma Thunder in the – are they in the Eastern Conference?
Thunder is in 11th
Utah
place
just,
with 31 wins. The Thunder is in 11th place with 31 wins. The Portland Trail Blazers are in 12th place with 31 wins. The Utah Jazz is in 13th place, also with 31 wins. And the San Antonio Spurs are in 14th place with 16 wins. And bringing up the rear, the Houston Rockets are in 15th place with 15 wins.
Okay, well, the Sacramento Kings moved up. They're in number two position. Is that what you said? Sacramento, no, they got to be in third position behind the Memphis Grizzlies.
They're in second place.
They're in second place behind the Denver Nuggets. The Denver Nuggets, then the Sacramento Kings, then the Memphis Grizzlies. Okay, and who's in fourth place again?
Phoenix Suns.
Phoenix Suns are in fourth place. And fifth place, the Clippers weren't in fifth, were they? No.
What?
Who's in fifth place? Oh, Golden State Warriors. He's in fifth. Okay. And then, because the Dallas Mavericks are like seventh. So who's in sixth place?
The Clippers.
The Clippers. Oh, they're all the way down to sixth place. Okay. Well, they'll make the play-in. I mean, they'll make the tournament without being a play-in position. Okay, so the Clippers are sixth place. The Dallas Mavericks must be in seventh place. And the Golden State
Timberwolves are in seventh place. Timberwolves are in seventh place. The Mavericks are in eighth place. The Lakers are in ninth place. And the Pelicans are in tenth place.
Okay. Wow. The Golden State Warriors have moved down, and the Dallas Mavericks have moved down. They were always in fourth or fifth place. Okay. Okay. All right. And you said the Minnesota Timberwolves are in what place?
Seventh place.
Seventh place. Okay. Okay. All right, all right. Well, the Lakers are in ninth place. Okay, Pelicans are in tenth place. Okay. All righty. So that's what the top 10 teams look like in the East and the top 10 in the West. You know, the playoffs go like this. Team number one plays team number eight. So 9 and 10 will be eliminated in the playoffs because 9 plays 10 and the winner of 9 and 10, one of them is eliminated and the other one goes to play the loser between 7 and 8. So one of those 7 and 8 teams will play the 9 and 10 team, and one of the 9 and 10 teams will be eliminated. Okay, so one will be playing 8 in the tournament. 2 will be playing 7. 3 will be playing 6. And 4 will play 5. So, okay, so that's what we have to look forward to. Okay, well, the Lakers have to play the Pelicans to see who's going to move up to the play-in. And then the Clippers will play the Dallas Mavericks to see who's going to qualify. Boy, it's going to be rough at the end of this season. The last 3 weeks is going to be real rough for some of these teams. The Minnesota Twins are in a good position. They're in 6th. So they'll be okay. Clippers are going to have to win to beat somebody to move up to the playoffs when they can qualify for the tournament. All right. Well, that's the top 10 teams in the Eastern Conference and the top 10 teams in the Western Conference. So we have like 3 more weeks of NBA basketball until we find out who qualifies for the playoffs and for the play-in top 10 teams in the season. All right. Well, that's G Money Sports Report. So let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. Like I say, G Money. That's what you say. You say G Money. He's so pretty, he can kiss himself. G Money. You gotta love him, gotta love him, gotta love him, gotta love him, gotta love him. Oh, big booty girls run the world. You gotta love him, gotta love him, gotta love him. Ha ha. G Money. That's right. Pimp crazy. Playboy pretty. That's G Money. G Money. G Money. G Money, he's pimp crazy, playboy silly. You gotta love him, gotta love him, gotta love him. Oh yeah! Woo!
Tennessee.
Lord, I've really been real stressed, down and out, losing ground. Although I am black and brown, problems got me pessimistic. Brothers and sisters keep messing up. Why does it have to be so damn tough? I don't know where I can go to let these ghosts out of my skull. My grandma passed, my brother's gone. I never at once felt so alone. I know you're supposed to be my steering wheel, not just my spare tire. But Lord, I ask you to be my guiding force and truth. For some strange reason it had to be. He guided me to Tennessee. Over me. We talk to each other in a friendship way. Then out of nowhere, you tell me to break out of the country and into more country. Fast I burst into Richmond, where the ghosts are shouted on me. Walk the road my forefathers walk, climb the trees my forefathers hung from. Ask those three for all their wisdom. They tell me my ears are so young. Go back to when you came. My family tree, my family name. Some strange reason it had to be. He guided me to Tennessee.
Razadanababa, they went down to Peachtree. Headliner, I challenge you to a game of horseshoes. A game of horseshoes!
Now I see the importance of history. While my people be in the mess that they be. Many journeys to freedom made in vain. My brothers on the corner playing ghetto games. I ask you, Lord, why you enlighten me without the enlightenment of all my foes. He said, cause I set myself on a quest for truth. And he was there to quench my thirst. But I am still thirsty. Lord, allow me to drink some more. He said what I am searching for are the answers to all which are in front of me. The ultimate truth started to get blurry. For some strange reason it had to be. It was all a dream about Tennessee.
We jumped on a train and we ended up at the Prado Museum. And we were going around and my teacher was walking around pointing all the paintings out and he kept walking. And I said, wait a minute, I want to stop and look at these paintings. And my teacher told me, he said, all right, meet us outside. okay and started walking around by myself in the museum. So at 4:45, I walked out to the front door to wait on my tour group to come out. And I saw everybody come out to the museum, and then I saw the guards close and lock the front door. And I said, oh, shit, I'm lost.
Money, and I'm here to say I rap on the microphone like back in the day. I came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, pick five all day. I'm G-Money, number one on the mic. Got diamonds on my fingers, the kind that you like. Got my name on my hat and my name on my shoes. Step master of the blue side blue stepping crew. I'm G-Money, used to live in the park, getting high with my homeboys in the park after dark. The camp was a lot, and in the desert first, the camp blew up like a battlefield nerd. I'm G-Money, and I'm blowing up the spot. Got all of my homeboys smoking up all my pot. All of my ladies singing, ready or not. All my lyrics, big, nasty, and hot. I'm hot like a blazing fire, burning up the planet. Double date with Christy and her roommate, Janet. All of my women cooking home-cooked meals. My skin is shiny, just like a black seal. I'm G-Money, ladies love my style. I'm cool in the neighborhood, they love my smile. I'm running through the city and I'm walking for a mile. Don't call me on the phone unless you call my dial. I'm G-Money, it's a family affair. I'm hanging with the homies and we go everywhere. They say I'm so fly, they call me Savoir Fair. Girls in my neighborhood, Prince braid my hair. I'm G-Money, and I'm swinging on a swing. Like a gangster on the run, I'm like a street king. I'm G-Money, and I want the world to know I'm an OG gangster with the old school flow. 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 I'm G-Money, and I want the world to know I'm a straight OG with the old school flow. Old school flow. Old school flow. I'm G-Money, and I'm here to say I rap on the microphone like back in the day. Came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, 6-5 all day. I'm G-Money, the pimp comes, and if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go and tell somebody, heard me?
G-Money's a pimp, God's plan made the man. Big booty girls run the world, watch yourself, Be careful what you're working with. Watch yourself. I've been all over the world. Show me what you can do. And I got girls all over the world. The bigger the headache, the bigger the pill. Just call me the big pill. I'm chocolate covered, freaky and habit forming. I'm sugar and spice and everything nice. That's what this pimp is made of. Oh, I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. Ah, and now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me? Yeah.
This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news, I play music in the air, I tell jokes to the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready. And order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Thursday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I have a short joke for you. And it goes like this. There were two men that were sitting in the hallway on a bench of a convalescent home, but they had poor eyesight. So there was an old lady that walked by in the hallway, and she didn't have any clothes on. She was naked. And she walked by and she saw the men and she recognized who they were. So she said, "Good morning, gentlemen." And they heard her voice, and they recognized her voice. And they said, "Well, good morning, lady. How are you doing today?" And she said, "I'm fine. I'm just out for my morning walk to get my exercise in." And they said, "Well, all right, then. You have a good day." And she said, "Yes, gentlemen, you have a good day also." And one of the men looked at the other man. He said, "Did you see what she was wearing?" And the other man said, "No, I couldn't really tell what she was wearing. But whatever it was, it definitely needed ironing." I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I make them laugh out loud. All right. Well, this lady had two boys, and they were young kids, but they were always getting into trouble. And she tried to straighten them out and correct them, but they just didn't want to pay attention to their mother. They didn't want to do what she wanted them to do. And so the mother went to the priest, the pastor in the church, and he asked him, "What can I do with my sons? Because they just don't want to pay attention. They're just wild and out of control. And I don't know what I can do with them." And the pastor said, "Well, bring them to me. Let me talk to them. But bring them one at a time." So she sent her oldest son to talk to the pastor. And the pastor started by asking them, "Do they know who God is?" And the kid didn't say anything. He said, "Do you know where God is?" And the kid didn't say anything. He said, "Do you know what God can do for you?" And the kid didn't say anything. He said, "Do you know who God is?" And the kid didn't say anything. He said, "Do you know where God is?" And the kid didn't say anything. He's like, "Are you sure you don't know where God is?" And the kid didn't say anything. And he said, "Do you know what God can do for you?" And the kid didn't say anything. And then he said, "Do you know where God is?" And the kid jumped up and ran out the room and ran down the street to his house. And he ran in the room and was talking to his brother. And he said, "You know, God is missing. And they think we have something to do with it." I'm G Money. I'm so funny. I move the crowd to make them laugh out loud. All right, I got another joke for you. There was a turtle and a tarantula on the side of a river, and the tarantula was trying to cross the river, but he couldn't swim. So he asked the turtle if he could ride on his shell and cross the river. And the turtle said, "No, I'm not putting you on my shell because you might sting me." And the tarantula said, "No, I won't sting you. I promise, if you give me a ride." And the turtle said, "Okay, if you promise not to sting me, I'll give you a ride. So get on my shell." And the tarantula got on top of the turtle's shell. And the turtle got in the water and started swimming across the river to the other side. And halfway across the river, the tarantula stung the turtle. And the turtle said, "Ow, I thought you said you weren't going to stick me." And the tarantula says, "I'm sorry, but that's my nature. I couldn't help myself." Oh, boy. I got another one for you. There was a blonde lady that went into a store, and she got this big 50-inch screen TV and sat it on the counter and told the man she wanted to buy that TV. And the man told her, "We don't sell TVs to blonde women." And she was like, "What?" So she said, "Okay, So she left, and she came back the next day, and she had dyed her hair. And now her hair was brunette. And she walks in, and she puts this big TV on the counter, and she says, I want to buy this 50-inch TV screen. And the man says, I'm sorry, we don't sell TVs to blonde women. And she said, what? And he went home, and she shaved all of her body hair. He shaved her eyebrows. He shaved her pubic hair. And she shaved the hair under her arms. And then she went back like 3 days later and put this big 50-inch screen on the counter and said, I want to buy this TV. And the guy said, I told you, we don't sell TVs to blonde women. And she said, how do you know I'm blonde? I dyed my hair and I shaved all my body hair. How do you know I'm blonde? And he said, because you're trying to buy a microwave as a TV. MG Money, the pimp count. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right. Well, there was a man that was in an accident, and he lost his ears in the accident, but he got a big settlement for the accident, and he decided he wanted to start his own business. He put an ad in the paper and told people that he needed to hire some workers for his business. And the people lined up to apply for the job. So the first guy came in and sat down, and the man said, this is an observation position. So tell me something you observe about me. And the man looked at him, and he said, you don't have any ears. And the man said, get out of here. I don't want to talk to you. So the man left. And then the interviewer got up and went outside to the waiting room, and he got the second person that was in line for the interview. And he brought him into the room, to the office, and he sat him behind the desk, and he told him, this is an observation position. So tell me something you observe about me. And the man looked at him, and he said, you don't have any ears. And the man screamed, get out of here, get out of here. I don't want to talk to you either. So the man walked out, and he went to talk to the guy that was waiting in the observation room, waiting in the waiting room for his interview. And he told him, he said, whatever you do, try not to say anything about this man missing his ear, because he's really sensitive about that. So if you can say anything and don't have to mention his ears, I think you can get the job. And the guy said, oh, right on, man. Thank you for the heads up. I appreciate the help. And if I get hired, I'll look after you. And the guy said, all right, right on. That's good looking out. Appreciate it. And then the interviewer came out and got the third guy and walked him into the interview room and sat him behind the desk. And he said, this is an observation position. So tell me something you observe about me. And the man looked at him. And then he said, you wear contact lenses. And the man was like, whoa, that's amazing. I haven't heard anybody say anything like that to me ever. That is outstanding. What made you think of that? And the guy said, well, you can't wear no eyeglasses because you don't have no ears to hold your glasses up with. I'm G Money. I'm the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right. Let's go back to the show with a little music. Maybe we can play something Mystical. And we can be back for more of the show in a minute.
I was homeless, and I was going all over Las Vegas trying to find places to live, trying to find apartments that were empty so I could spend the night in them. And I'd go out during the daytime, and I'd walk around the city, and I'd go handle my business. I went to the plasma center, and I donated plasma twice a week, and I got $25 each time I went to the plasma center. So you could go twice a week. So I get $50 a week just donating plasma. And then I go around and collect cans, and I did that, and I got $1 a pound. And I used to do this every day, all day long. You could always get money. So it was like cash and carry.
Big Truck Exterminators. Where are you? Where you at? I'm on my way right now. No, don't worry about it. I'm on my way right now. Just stay there. I'm on my way.
banging, y'all. These here hits. If it ain't live, it ain't me. Oh, brother, too deaf to the sky. Too shy to the sky. I'm too hard to fall upon. Too cold to get old. I'm too hip to trip. I do it to him like this. I want to load it up, got back, don't miss. Y'all ain't gonna believe this. Got the preacher wife talking about rock that.
Go ahead.
All they do is say the man name. You watch a minute, women start coming.
My daddy had a friend that had a big house in South Central L.A. And he went to my dad, who was a city planner in Los Angeles, and asked him how he put a pool in the back of his house. And my daddy gave him the particulars. But, of course, they didn't think my daddy knew what he was talking about because my daddy was black. And so they went to the city hall and went and asked some white people that they saw. And everybody in the office was saying, go see Gerard. Go talk to Mr. Gerard, because he's the one in charge of those projects. So they came and they talked to my daddy, and he told them, I told you what to do. I told you how to do it. So now just follow what I told you. Get money, get money. That's what you say. You say get money. It's so pretty, you can kiss yourself. Get money. Oh, big booty girls run the world. Gotta love it. Get money. That's right.
Not this guy again.
Pimp crazy, playboy prince. That's G money.
Hey G money.
G money.
Hey G money. Someone just robbed the bank. Have you seen anyone suspicious?
Mad man, you were such an ugly baby. Your mother outsourced you to the maid next door. And she breastfed you with powdered milk.
G-Money, you're so black. Your mama had to leave the light on at night so she could find you.
Batman, you were so ugly. You had to sneak up on a glass of water to get a drink.
Yeah, well, the only hoes G-Money the Pimp comic is pimping are the ones who live with him at the old folks' home.
Batman, you were so ugly. You had to tie a bone around your neck to get the dog to play with you.
G-Money, you think smoking crack is normal.
Batman, you used to be called Turtle Man. You wore pink tights, a red cape, and a green power belt, and you wore a turtle mask because you were always the last one to the crime scene.
G-Money is the only person who puts an outhouse on the back of his wheelchair.
Batman, your best friend was a boy in tights.
G-Money is so stupid, he thought the Asian race was how they determine the leader of China.
Batman, you're the only superhero that loses his superpowers when he gets audited by the IRS.
G-Money was born with two heads, but only half a brain.
Batman can't even fly.
It's a good thing G-Money is blind, so he can't see how ugly he is.
Batman dresses like a clown figure, like the Joker, the Penguin, or the Riddler.
G-Money got his fashion sense from watching the Fat Albert show.
Batman is the only superhero whose arch enemy is a clown.
G-Money is so stupid, he thinks chunky monkey ice cream is made out of actual monkeys.
Batman is an idiot. He wore black and got marked action in night school.
G-Money is so stupid, he dropped out of kindergarten.
Batman is the only superhero that if he got locked up, he couldn't break out. He'd have to do his time and wait on his appeal.
G-Money's jokes are so old, he stole them from Moses.
Batman is the only superhero that didn't have any friends. his mama would put him in the corner so he could play with his shadow.
What? This is ridiculous.
Batman, your breath is so bad. It smells like you've been eating oysters and cabbage.
G-Money is an idiot.
Batman got a little dick.
G-Money's dick is so small. Okay, you win. I'm wasting my time here. I have to go. I have crime to fight. G-Money is a fool.
I went to UC Davis and I sang with the choir. And even though it's a gospel choir and we should have been singing for the love of God, we were trying to be a show-off choir. And we were singing in the auditorium and we were singing. Oh, man, it was like 30 of us in the choir. And we were singing. And we were singing our song, and we were putting our hearts into it, and we were really trying to show off. And all of a sudden, the drapes in the auditorium, they were long drapes that went from the ceiling to the floor. The drapes started falling, and we were like, wow, God's really in the house.
Everybody around the world, G-Money presents a new project called Exercise and Entertainment. Facebook Live, and it'll start at 1:30 and end at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want you to listen to G-Money to exercise and improve your upper body strength and improve your health. And it's available to people of all ages, all around the world. We ask everybody around the world to support the project and go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. And we ask that you support it financially so that we can pay the bills. I greatly appreciate your financial support, and we look forward to seeing you Monday through Friday. Facebook Live. We'll talk to you then. Thank you. G-Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com.
That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
This is Las Vegas and everybody around the world. This is Gene Money, the film comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Thursday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I think it's time for me to share a story with you that I wrote for the listening audience. So sit back, put your feet up, put your head back, and relax, and possibly get something to drink and something to munch on while you listen to my story. It should be educational. It should be amusing, entertaining, and exceptionally educational. So, DJ Papa D, do you have the story that I wrote for the listening audience, so we can listen to the story today?
On the other side of my house was a set of girls. One's name was Kathy, and she was the baby of the family. And then she had an older sister named Cheryl. And I liked Cheryl. Cheryl was brown skin, caramel skin. She had big, beautiful gold eyes. And she had a lot of hair. She had a big afro, kind of like Angela Davis. She had a big afro. And I was, like, really impressed with her. She was shapely, even though she was a little big for our age. But she was really shapely, and she was really sweet. I thought she was really nice. And her sister used to come outside, and they'd be eating fried chicken, and they'd have chicken all smeared across their lips and stuff. They had grease all on their face, and I'm like, girl, you need to put some lipstick on. And she would come out with all of this chicken grease all on her face, on her mouth and everything. And I said, girl, I said, put lipstick on. I didn't say go in and get another piece of chicken. Get some lipstick, because you're really pretty and you need to wear some lipstick. But she wasn't into being a girl. She was just trying to be like one of the fellas. And one day, I was messing with her, and she pulled off my baseball hat. And I got really upset about it. I was like, hey, that's my hat you took off. I don't play around with my baseball hat. That's my hat. And you don't touch my baseball hat unless I give you permission. And she snatched my baseball hat off my head and went running around the yard playing keep away with me with my hat. And I caught up with her. And I said, girl, if you don't give me my hat. And she stopped and she looked at me and she said, what you gonna do? And she thought I was gonna give her a kiss or something, you know. And I took two left hooks to the jaw and finished with a right cross. Wow. She was shocked. And I stood there thinking, yeah, I done put work in. Now what you gonna say?
and she just looked at me, and she started gritting her teeth, and she started hollering, yeah, and she jumped me. And she was bigger than I was, so I turned my back, and she jumped on my back and tackled me to the ground. And she tackled me, and then she started biting me in the back. And I was like, oh, I was hollering, but I couldn't move because she had me pinned down on the ground. And I was hollering, and I was like, oh. And I was hoping somebody would pull her off of me. And one of her brothers came out. She had older brothers. And one of her brothers came out and pulled her off of me. And I ran in the house. And my mother said, what's wrong with you? I said, Mama, Cheryl bit me. And she said, let me see what she did. And she said, you shouldn't be playing with those little girls. Now, I tell you about trying to be fast with them little fast girls. And I'm like, Mama, she bit me. And so my mama took my shirt off and looked at my back, and this girl had bit two plugs out of the back, out of my back. And my mother immediately flipped the script. She said, oh, my God, look at your back. She said, I hope I have to go buy that girl some new teeth. And I'm like, no, Mama, I kind of started it. I hit her first. And my mother just said, boy, you need to learn how to act when you're around girls. You don't fight with girls. And I'm like, yeah, Mama, I know. And so my mother put alcohol on my back, and she patched me up, and I was good to go. And I walked back outside, and I got my baseball hat. Cheryl gave me my hat, and I was like, thank you. I was real nice to her after that. She had beat me up, so I was real nice. I was like, okay, thank you, Cheryl. And she just looked at me and gave me those evil eyes that she got. And I was like, I'm sorry for hitting you. And she's like, okay, well, I'm sorry I bit you. And I was like, all right. And then the next day, I was dating her sister. I had left Cheryl alone. I'm like, I ain't messing with you, Cheryl. I'm going to talk to your sister. And her sister was happy to be my girlfriend. She was always out there and talking to me and being nice to me and everything. It was really nice. But, yep, Cheryl Voltz. I want to say, give a shout-out to Cheryl Voltz. That's my homegirl. I grew up with Cheryl. And I used to have your picture, Cheryl, in my photo album, but I don't have my photo album no more. And Kathy was beautiful, too. She was a little darker than Cheryl, but she was a good girl.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
It's the Ten Crack Commandments. Man, can't tell me nothing about this coke. Can't tell me nothing about this crack, this weed, my hustling niggas. Niggas on the corner, I ain't forget you niggas. My triple B niggas. I've been in this game for years. It made me an animal, it's rules to the shit. I wrote me a manual, a step-by-step booklet for you to get your game on track, not your wig pushed back. Rule number uno, never let no one know how much dough you hold, cause you know the try to breed jealousy, especially if that man fucked up. Get your ass sucked up. Number two, never let them know your next move. Don't you know bad boys move in silence and violence? Take it from your highness.
Uh-huh.
I done squeezed mad clips at these cats for they bricks and chips. Number three, never trust nobody. Your mama set that ass up, properly gassed up, hoodie the mask up. For that fast buck, she be laying in the bushes to light that ass up. Number four, know you heard this before. Never get high on your own supply. Number five, never sell no crack where you rest at. I don't care if they want an ounce, tell them bounce. Number six, that goddamn credit, get it. You take a crackhead paying your back, shit, forget it. Seven, this rule is so underrated. Keep your family and business completely separated. Money and blood don't mix like two dicks and no bitch. Find yourself in serious shit. Number eight, never keep no weight on you. Them cats that squeeze your guns can hold jumps too. Number nine should have been number one to me. If you ain't getting bags, say the fuck with police. If niggas think you're snitching, they ain't trying to listen. They be sitting in your kitchen, waiting to start hitting. Number 10, a strong word called consignment, strictly for live men, not for freshmen. If you ain't got the clientele, say hell no, cause they gon' want their money, rain, sleep, hell no. Follow these rules, you have mad bread to break up. If not, 24 years on the wake up. Slug hit your temple, watch your frame shake up. Caretaker did your makeup. When you pass, your girl fuck my man Jacob. Heard in 3 weeks, she sniffed a whole half a cake up. Heard she suck a good dick and could hook a steak up. Gotta go, more pies to bake up. Word up, Crack King, Frank Wizard.
Choir, and even though it's a gospel choir and we should have been singing for the love of God, we were trying to be a show-off choir, and we were singing in the auditorium, and we were singing. Oh, man, it was like 30 of us in the choir, and we were singing, and we were singing our song, and we were putting our hearts into it, and we were really trying to show off. And all of a sudden, the drapes in the auditorium, they were long drapes that went from the ceiling to the floor. The drapes started falling, and we were like, wow, God's really in the house.
Girl,
come on now.
Superman.
I'm sick So then we had to go find a hotel. And since it was just me and him, we only got one room with one bed. And I mean, I had to sleep in the bed with my French teacher. I really wasn't liking that idea. And I was like, oh, this is going to be a problem. I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight because I'm thinking he might try to make a move on me. And we looked up, and the blunt had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents...
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I gotta take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G-Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like a DUI. How did I get a DUI?
G-Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G-Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you.
Well, I'm G-Money, the pimp comic, and I want to talk about basketball. It's basketball season, and it's time to follow G-Money's picks on the basketball, the NBA, the WNBA, and college basketball. I'm going to see if I can pick a winner. So if you follow G-Money Sports Report, you will be able to find out who's winning in the basketball game throughout the basketball season. So, follow G-Money and see if you can pick a winner, because I'm going to be in it to win it.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yes, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Thursday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, I believe the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for me to shut it down and get ready for Friday's radio show. But I hope you enjoyed today's radio show as we...
Like a moth to a flame burned by the fire. My love is blind, can't you see my desire? That's the way love goes.
All right. What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? Yeah, the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for me to shut the show down and get ready for Friday's radio show. So I hope you enjoyed Thursday's show, because we put a lot of attention into entertaining you today on today's radio show. But before we get out of there, I need to acknowledge all the birthdays of the fans and the friends and the followers of the radio show. So, DJ Papa D, do you have a list of birthdays for us to recognize today on the radio show for March 9th? Is that today? March 9th, 2023?
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, here are the birthdays for today, March 9th, 2023. Happy birthday to Chuck Lockard. Happy birthday, Jack Lawrence. Happy birthday, Bonnie Barrett. Happy birthday to Jennifer Sherilyn. Happy birthday to Terrence Jamie Clay. Happy birthday, Adrian Ms. Carmel Moore. Happy birthday to Cherie Hedden. Happy birthday to Drew Walker. Happy birthday, Julius Williams Jr. And last but not least, happy birthday to Mr. Philip Johnson, who is 63 years old today. And that's it for the birthday. So happy birthday to everyone who's celebrating their birthday today, March 9th, 2023.
Well, all right. Happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthdays today on March 9th. All right. Well, I want to wish everybody the best of wishes on your birthday, since today is your special day. I hope you get a lot of good presents and a lot of good dinners tonight from your family and your friends. And I hope everybody recognizes that it's your birthday and they treat you with the love and the graciousness and the glory that God has blessed you with. And your Lord and Savior has died to give you the opportunity to have life after death. All right, well, I'm giving you the best wishes I could bring you from G Money, the Pimp Comic. And I have a song for you that I want to sing for you today on your birthday. And the song goes like this. Let me wet my whistle a little bit, and then I will sing a birthday song for you. All right. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. May you have a good day today and a better day tomorrow. Happy birthday to all of you that are celebrating your birthday, that are they're Pisces now. In the month of March, March 9th, I hope all of my Pisces, all the fish, are getting good quality lives as we give the Pisces the opportunity to be the top dog in the neighborhood. And we want to wish them the blessings that God has blessed them with for eternal life. All right. Well, without further ado, I want to say I'll see you tomorrow on the radio, and have a good day. talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.